Supporters of Maine's Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monument say a leaked memo from Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke to the White House is confusing and only creates more economic uncertainty in the region. Leaked to the media outlets 3 weeks after it was supposed to be made public, the memo recommends downsizing several national monuments and amending others to allow for commercial fishing, timber harvesting, and other traditional uses. Susan Sharon has more.
In his memo to President Trump, Zinke proposes to amend the proclamation establishing Katahdin Woods and Waters to, quote, promote a healthy forest through active timber management. He goes on to say that the monument's management plan should be revised to prioritize public access, traditional use, and hunting and fishing rights. But there is no completed management plan. The public process for establishing one is currently underway. So Kathy Johnson of the Natural Resources Council of Maine says that point needs clarification, and so does Zinke's vision of timber harvesting.
You know, if active timber harvesting means to the secretary managing timber to restore a healthy natural forest, build trails or roads for educational purposes, then that's all consistent with the monument's purpose.
But if he envisions commercial timber harvesting that is similar to what is taking place on industrial forest lands throughout the North Woods, then Johnson says there's a problem.
That is not consistent with the intent of the monument, and we believe it's a clear violation of law.
Commercial timber harvesting is not permitted in national parks, and that's why Lucas St. Clair is perplexed by Zinke's recommendation for Katahdin Woods and Waters. St. Clair's Family Foundation donated the property to the federal government, specifically for recreation and conservation, unimpaired for future generations' enjoyment. In a recent telephone conversation with Zinke, St. Clair says he was told that any timber harvesting on the property would be limited. He finds the memo vague.
It really is not, it's not clear on how they're going to do what they're going to do and what they're going to do.
Zinke has proposed reducing the size of at least three national monuments under review by order of President Trump and amending the proclamations of 10 of them, including Maine's. National environmental groups, such as Defenders of Wildlife, are concerned that some could be opened up for oil and gas exploration and coal mining, as well as timber harvesting. In several marine monuments, Zinke is also proposing to allow commercial fishing. Amy DeLac, a senior policy analyst with the Washington, D.C.-based Defenders Group, says if the president follows through with the recommendations, a legal response is likely.
It is our read of the various statutes involved that the president does not have the authority to either revoke or to substantially amend the boundaries to shrink any monuments.
In a written statement, Maine Congresswoman Shelley Pingree took issue with the economic uncertainty created by Zinke's leaked memo. She also criticized what she said was a lack of transparency in the monument review process. Of the more than 260,000 comments received by the Interior Department on the Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monument, nearly all of them were in support. Fewer than 100 were in opposition. They included Maine Governor Paul LePage and Maine Congressman Bruce Poliquin, who welcomed Zinke's recommendations. In a written statement, Poliquin said, "They strike the right balance in protecting Maine jobs and Maine's way of life." For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.